Hi, I'm Lisa Mirabli, and I'm sitting here today with Colstan and Associates. It's not every day I get to speak with insurance, but guess what? We're going to make it a lot of fun and very exciting and, most importantly, educational for you. I'm here with Al Stanko and his son, Alex Stanko. They have a family-run business. Al, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's a beautiful day out. It's summer. You know what that means.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Lots of activities outdoors.
That's right.
It's not like sitting inside the house and rain and snow and you're like, what do I got to do? It's just beautiful out there today.
I'm so excited for the summer coming up. And you know, I think I'm going to take the top off my convertible soon.
That's fun.
Right? Driving down Robin Moses Causeway on my way to the beach. I can't wait. But you offer car insurance, right?
Yes, we offer car insurance. We've been doing this for about 29, 30 years now. And we have very numerous companies. So it's not like you come to us, we only have one company. We represent numerous companies. So we're able to find the right niche for you to put you in place with the right insurance company so we can save you the most amount of money and be very competitive.
So it's not like I just pick up a 1-800 number and I call and I don't know what's happening. I actually call you and then you can help me find the best price out there.
Right. That's what we do. And then that's our specialty is that we find your situation and we put it together and market you with the right insurance company so we could put you at ease and have peace of mind knowing you get great coverage, good pricing and service of these companies. They're all A-rated companies, so we'd look for the right company for you.
So it sounds like you do all the sourcing for me. It saves me a lot of time, a lot of money, I guess, because, right, you look for the best deals for your customer. Is that true?
Right, yes, that's absolutely true. And we make sure the company's a quality company. We just don't find a company, pick it out of the hat and say, oh, okay, we have a policy for you. We put it through a rating system, and the rating system tells us, put your credentials in that rating system, and it tells us, okay, company X is this much, company Y is that much. So we match you with the company that's best price for your needs and for what your criterias are, and we put that price together and then we present it to you and we're able to bundle it. Yeah. And a lot of times auto and home with same company and we give you the best price out there.
So I get confused. I don't do insurance every day, so I have no idea. I don't even know the questions or what information I should tell you about myself. How long have you been doing this for? And then what should I come prepared with? I know I have a lot of questions. So,
I've personally been doing this over 29 years. I started selling life and health insurance. Then that was not hours working at 6 to 9. I wanted to be with my family, so I changed it up and I went into selling property and casualty. And that's what I've been doing for the last 27 years. And basically, I live a normal life now.
That's nice, right? Gives you a little more freedom.
Right.
So when it comes to insurance and car insurance, like, how do I know I'm getting the best deal and how do I know I'm getting the right coverage? What do I have to be prepared with? Do I just tell you what kind of car I have? Anything else?
Well, what we do is we ask you, what kind of car you have. We ask you how many miles a year you drive, and then we analyze your assets and liabilities so that way we don't give you a policy like you own a home. Right. I wouldn't sell you a policy that's $25,000 liability, which I see it all the time, that people call us up and say, hey, I need a price quote, and they're driving around with $25,000 liability, and guess what? They also own a home. In my world, that's a no-no. So what we try to do is when we see you have liability, assets, I should say, we take that and say, okay, your liability should be $250,000, $500,000, property damage, $100,000, because today you have a car that's 10 years old, and the value of that car is probably $70,000, $80,000, let's say, And that's why property damage is very important to have with your policy and make sure it's very high. Okay. Another thing about when you buy auto insurance, you want to make sure you're uninsured motorist, because if Mr. Smith is driving with suspended insurance or collapsed insurance, your policy will cover that uninsured motorist. So that's why it's important to have a high liability, so that way it protects you. God forbid something happens and the other party that is responsible is careless and doesn't have liability insurance, and that puts you at a risk. So by getting the extra coverage and protecting your needs is important also.
You know what annoys me more than anything is when, like with the insurance company that I had, is I'll give them a call and then they leave me on hold for like 10 minutes. And then I finally get someone on the line and I'm like, hello? And then I can't barely understand what they're saying, or they don't even know why I'm calling. They're like, who are you calling for? And tell me about your customer service. Well, is this the last time I'm going to ever talk to you again, Al?
Well, Lisa, that puts it at ease, because I know that when you call our office, it's not, and it's a number or a policy number. We are personal. We have a personal relationship with our customers, and we make it personal. You will not wait an hour on the phone. You will not have to, you know, figure out what you're calling us for. We'll be very cautious and very polite with you, and we'll make it work so that way you're at ease. And how bad is it? I mean, I have my son working for us, so it's all in the family.
Right.
So we keep it close niche. It's a family-owned agency, so we're not like that 1-800 number or that corporate company. It's personal. We're local here in Long Island. We've been here for 29 years, 30 years selling insurance. So we know the area. We know our neighbors. We know our customers, and we built that relationship. It's not just a policy for us. We have that personal relationship with our clients. Most of our clients that we talk to, we know them on a personal level. And that's what makes us different than that 800 number. And, oh, by the way, what's your policy number? We built that relationship.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And I'm sure, you know, my husband will also be happy to hear that, because he has a motorcycle. He's outside right now cleaning it up and getting it ready to go, because I think we all have like sort of that summer itch. You know, we came out of COVID over the last 2 years and we're so excited about the summer.
Right. Yeah.
Did you see that?
It was going.
What is you hit the wire.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from that wire.
Okay. So we're so excited about the summer because my husband has a motorcycle, and we're really, you know, we've been cooped up for so long, and you know, the weather's beautiful, and we just can't wait to get out there. So would we be able to put our car and our motorcycle on the same policy, even though they're not the same type of vehicle, or do we have to have separate policies, or how does that work?
No, actually, no. About 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of these insurance companies, the major ones that we represent, you could bundle it home and auto, and basically the home, actually I take it back, hold on, you can bundle it with the auto insurance and add the motorcycle to it, and it'll be already rated, and you get a multi-car discount, so the motorcycle policy will be cheaper linked with that auto policy.
That's interesting. Does it save you money?
It gives you a multi-car, multi-vehicle discount, yes.
Oh, it's a multi-vehicle discount.
That's not multi-car, because it's not a car. It's
multi-vehicle. Right, right. Got it. Yeah. And so your son now works for you.
Yes, I'm happy to at working with Alex. Once in a while we butt heads, but at the end of the day, we're all about to make sure the customer is happy and make sure that the customer gets what they're asking for. And we strive and working hard to make sure that the customer gets the service that they require, they want, they need, they expect. A lot of times people, you know, buy a policy, don't understand what they're getting into, because they think, oh, they saved $50 on that internet quote, but the service is not there. When you call Colstan Associates, it's that personal touch. We built a relationship. Alex goes out of his way to help his clients out, to make sure the customer gets what they asking for, what they need, not that what we want to sell them, and make sure that you know, that it's an ease. They go home and be able to be comfortable with living their lives. I mean, in Long Island here, we're all busy living our lives, but what's important is that you know you have someone behind that product looking to make sure you have the right coverage.
So, Alex, what is it like working with your dad?
It's a family-owned business.
That comes with good and bad, I'm sure.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But it's great to work with the family and be able to, you know, get this legacy going and keep it moving forward for the Cole Stand name and what we're trying to do, help people.
You know what I hear when I hear family business? It really tells me, one, that you're not going anywhere, but two, that you have a reason to keep this going. So I know that you're going to do the right thing. And three, you know, that you're in our community. So you're going to see me. You're going to, you know, you guys are here. Exactly. And that gives me peace of mind because I feel like you guys are going to always do the right thing as opposed to other insurance companies. Even smaller insurance companies, I get nervous because I think, how are they going to compete on price compared to like the big guys? So could you tell me how does that work? You know, I hear Cole Stand and Associates. I'm like, oh, they're small. That's not, you know, but really, how does that work?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you come to us, we're an agency and we have our broker's licenses as well. So a lot of people think that we are going to charge a broker fee for our services. And that's not the case. Our job is to really go in, help somebody understand what they're purchasing, why they're paying the amount they are paying, and make sure that it works for them and what they're doing in their lives.
That's great. So when you say, you know, how it works for their life, talk to me a little bit about how you customize it for someone's life. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, not everybody is in the same financial position. So someone who's just starting off driving, a lot of the companies require that you have 1 year under your belt. So what they do is they start off with a certain company like a Progressive, maybe like a Geico, but you're not getting the personalized touch with those two companies. So what we do is we start you off there, kind of like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you progress throughout a year, you're able to go to new insurance companies. They'll give us better rating, better discounts. But what we find a lot of times is that all your auto insurance in your home is really based on your credit score.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people ask us, how can I get a better rating? And I always tell them, we'll pay your bill a little bit earlier this month.
Got it. Does that stand the same? So I do have two kids, and they're going to start driving soon, both of them. And, you know, my daughter and my son, does it matter gender? Like, how does that work? Does gender matter, or is it about what kind of car or how old the car? What are the factors that go into kids driving?
Yeah, so there was a big misconception. A lot of people say males pay more than females.
Right.
The red car costs more than the white car.
Right.
You know, so what in today's times, insurance is based on a person. So they're going to run a soft credit check. It's not going to be a hard check on you. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to be based on your criteria. Maybe what town you live in. People in the city tend to pay more because of the population. There's just more people, more of a chance to have an accident.
Got it.
So there's a lot of factors that go into it. Usually what we recommend is really, but yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into rating insurance and how, you know, you're able to get a rate.
So you guys will look for different rates depending on, you know, how many kids you have in the household, depending on how many cars you're going to put into a policy. Sounds like even if you're going to cover your house, you can get a better rate maybe if you put them all together. And what about the boat? We're on the island, so, you know, a lot of people have boats. We live by the water, or, you know, we take advantage of where we live at. So can you also add a boat to that?
Yeah, so what we do is, you know, I always tell my customers, the best thing you can do is give me more. And more is also going to give you more discounts. So as I put another policy like the home or the auto or the umbrella or the boat, you know, I can put them together and give us discounts. And I find that there's ways to make policies work in your favor. So if we take a home and we take an auto policy and bundle it together, oftentimes the umbrella comes in almost as if it's free because the discounts are so large that you're able to get the umbrella and it offsets the pricing.
Yeah, well, that sounds like peace of mind to me.
I'm glad. That's what we try to do. We offer our clients a white glove service. We start to finish. It starts as quoting and understanding where our customers are, what they need, what they're looking for. We try to dive in almost as if we're walking in their shoes, because then it becomes our problem as well. And then we want to solve our own problems, and we want to solve our clients' problems. So we take that approach. So it allows us to be walk in their footsteps, take their path they're going on, and then we put a course of action together and we make sure we find a good company good coverage, and put it together that way.
That's awesome. When I think about insurance, you know, it sounds so boring. And I'm like, but there's so many things, and it's such a necessity that I don't even know, you know, where to begin, and it gets very overwhelming. So I guess what I want to ask you is, if I had an accident, do I, like, what happens to me if I'm with Coalstan? So I had a car accident. It's not bad, thank God.
That's good.
You know, what happens?
Yeah,
what are the steps that a customer of Coalstan would have to take?
Yeah, so one of the steps is they usually call us up, whether it be on our cell phones, they send us an email, they call our office directly, or they text us. And they say they have a claim. Our first call to action is make sure everyone's okay on the scene. Following that, we go out to the insurance company that you're currently with. We initiate that claim for you. We set up the process to have a claim adjuster come out to inspect your vehicle. You let us know what body shop that you want to bring it to, and we make sure that the claim adjuster is there for you with a claim number. And
so I get to choose the body shop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
that's different.
Yeah. You know, it's we find that when you go to your own body shop, you may have a relationship with them, and they may want to get your car out a little bit faster. And so therefore you're back on the road. And I think everyone becomes happy at that point.
That's great. And I get to call you.
Absolutely.
Al, why don't you tell me what it's like working with your son?
What Alex says every day is always you want to strive to do better. And every time he does something, I always try to beat him and compete with him. So it's very very competitive environment. We're always striving to do better and to get more clients in the office, in the door. And we also strive hard to make sure that our customers are happy with the service, because we want to keep them for a long time, long period. So we're always talking about customers, relationship with us, and how we can improve ourselves and helping our customer out and stay there for the long haul with us, with Coalstan and Associates.
All right. So again, you can bundle your house. You can add a car.
Yes.
You can have a motorcycle, right, a boat, a personal watercraft. Is there anything that you don't cover?
No, we actually have also with certain companies, we can insure ATVs or UTVs. So like, my family loves quadding. We have lots of quads, so we go up Pennsylvania riding, so we can insure those UTVs and ATVs and mini bikes and dirt bikes and all those toys. You know,
my husband loves toys.
Yeah, so we insure a lot of those toys. And
that's
we
great.
Also have lots of toys, too, to have fun with.
Yeah, you have to have fun, that's for sure. What about the trailer that those toys ride on? Is that added to your coverage? How does that work?
What we do, or what most people do, is actually insure that on their personal auto policy.
Okay.
So the trailer is, once attached to the auto or truck, in some case, most cases a truck, you basically, it's covered under that personal lines policy. What I also recommend everyone is to add physical damage to that trailer, so that way, God forbid, you have an accident or it gets stolen, it's covered.
Okay, I understand. Well, that was a lot to digest, and I think everyone listening to this definitely learned a lot. I look forward to doing this again and learning even more. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lisa, for having us here. Thank you.
And thank you,
Lisa. Thank you for your time.